Tensions have reached boiling point in the Palestinian territories. Israel's air raids on the Gaza Strip left dozens killed and scores injured on Tuesday alone. Tel Aviv has ordered its military to mobilize 40,000 reservists for a looming ground incursion. Hamas says Israel is prompting a third intifada or uprising. With major countries in the region grappling with turmoil, some observers say Tel Aviv could have picked this juncture to attack the Gaza Strip to do away with Hamas, especially since it's become part of a Palestinian unity government. Well, we'll be putting the issue up for debate with two guests right after this report.
Israel has stepped up its offensive against Gaza since Monday, killing many people, among them a Hamas military commander whose car was targeted. Over 100 Israeli rockets have hit the besieged enclave over the past few days, and Israeli officials have given the military the green light to call up 40,000 reservists for a possible ground incursion. Following a meeting with security officials in Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed Hamas for the escalation, saying gloves are off and it's time to destroy Hamas. Officials attending the meeting say Netanyahu has told the army to launch a continuous and forceful campaign against what he called the terrorist group in the Gaza Strip. Earlier, dozens of heavily armored vehicles, including tanks and bulldozers, were lining up on the Gaza border. Israel's Minister of Military Affairs, Moshe Yaalon, has also spoken of a military campaign against Hamas, which he said will not end within a few days. According to the public security minister, Israeli forces have been given the authority to act with whatever means they deem necessary. Meanwhile, the Arab League has called for an urgent UN Security Council meeting to discuss the deadly Israeli campaign against the Palestinians. Earlier, the president of the Palestinian National Unity Government called for an end to the Israeli airstrikes.
When Israeli move to this operation, they want to wreak reconciliation. They want to make more of damages and disasters in this area. They want to end Hamas, but all of those plans are going in a failing plans because they are actually attacking children and innocent people.
Mahmoud Abbas urged the international community to intervene to halt Israel's dangerous escalation, warning the recent wave of violence could further destabilize the entire region. Hamas has also reacted to the offensive, saying it's not looking for a war, but it will not simply raise the white flag in the face of the Israeli offensive. The group has warned that Israel's latest escalation could lead to a third intifada, or uprising. Some analysts say Israel has chosen this timing to attack Gaza and do away with Hamas for good, as regional countries are mostly engaged in battles with terrorists or trying to cope with their own chaotic internal problems.
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now live from Gaza is human rights worker Mr. Mohammed Suleiman, and with us live from London, author and historian Mr. Jeffrey Alderman. Thank you very much for being with us, gentlemen. My first question to our guest in London, Mr. Alderman. We're seeing right now the attacks taking place in Gaza. According to reports on the ground, a correspondent there earlier, we spoke with Hamas representatives. They were saying that it's not just Hamas institutions or members that are being targeted. Residential areas and ordinary people are being targeted. And what do you think about this strike? And do you think this should be considered as a form of collective punishment by Israel?
Not at all. Incidentally, there was a mistake in your introduction. Tel Aviv has not ordered the mobilization of reservists. It's Jerusalem that's ordered the mobilization of reservists. The areas that have been attacked in Gaza are, in fact, Hamas terrorist command and control centers. And all this began when Hamas decided to launch rocket attacks on southern Israel. That is something up with which no civilized country can put, and the Israelis are, it looks to me as if the Israelis are going to give Hamas a bloody nose.
Let's go to Gaza, Mr. Soleiman, with us there, and put the same question to him. Mr. Soleiman, what do you think about the areas that have been targeted? Mr. Alderman, I guess, in London is saying that Hamas control centres are being targeted and not residential areas.
Well, it is completely ridiculous that Israeli officials would claim that they are targeting only Hamas affiliated training camps or sites, because there is actually no such thing in the Gaza Strip, which is one of the most highly and densely populated areas in the entire world. There is no area that is purely Hamas, and every area is surrounded by civilians. Every airstrike that targets a Palestinian target in the Gaza Strip would eventually result in civilian casualties. And in terms of numbers, if we look at the numbers, so far Israel has killed 15 or 16 Palestinians in just one day. Four of them, or actually five of them, are children, and some of them are women. The number of injuries is over 90, mostly children and women. So I wonder how Israeli officials would claim that they are actually targeting only Hamas and, you know, what they call terrorist sites, when numbers would prove otherwise. So, again, it does not make sense that Israeli officials would claim that they are actually targeting Hamas sites when there are no such, you know, things.
Mr. Alderman, we know that the Israeli Minister of Military Affairs says that Tel Aviv is, quote, preparing for a battle against Hamas.
Jerusalem. It's Jerusalem. Okay. It's Jerusalem, okay. Not Tel Aviv.
Okay.
The capital of Israel is... Well, can we agree that?
You want me to say that the capital of Israel is Jerusalem?
Yeah, if you go to Jerusalem, you'll find I'm telling the truth.
Well, as far as we know, Jerusalem is Jerusalem Al-Quds, and the east of Jerusalem Al-Quds is still under discussion. At least it was between Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, and Israelis, and their international community does not recognise Jerusalem as a whole to be the capital of Israel.
Whether the international community recognises Jerusalem as the capital or not, I'm telling you, as a matter of fact, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel,
okay,
and the military operations against Hamas are being coordinated from Jerusalem,
okay,
not Tel Aviv.
Well, let's go to the question that I was posing here, and that is, the Israeli minister has said that Israel is preparing for war against Hamas, and it will not just end within a few days. We're hearing of Operation Protective Edge. How is that operation, do you think, going to look like? Expecting another Cast-Lead in Gaza, an all-out war, including a ground incursion as well as airstrikes?
Well, I don't know, but I think it's a safe bet that there will be some sort of ground incursion into Gaza from Israel. I think that there's probably at least an even chance that that is going to happen.
So, Mr. Soleiman, a guest in Gaza was telling us earlier, right now actually, that those who've been injured or killed include children and women. If we believe that Israel is targeting Hamas centres, why are we seeing the civilian casualties? Why are we seeing children, women among the dead? Mr. Alderman.
Is the question for
me? Oh, sorry.
That question for Mr. Alderman.
The answer to the question is that Hamas control centres are deliberately embedded within civilian areas. And there is a wider issue here. When Israeli munitions hit civilians, they have missed their target. But when Hamas rockets hit civilians, they have hit their target. And some of the most reputable human rights organisations in the world have repeatedly condemned Hamas for rocket attacks deliberately aimed at civilian areas.
Mr. Soleiman, let's talk about the rocket attacks from Gaza into Israel. I guess they are saying that they deliberately attack residential areas.
Well, as far as you want to talk about violence or this renewed cycle of violence between two quotation marks, then we need to understand that first, we have to differentiate between two types of violence in this context. First, we have the greater violence, that is, violence committed by the Israeli occupation forces. We need to understand that Israeli violence is by no means similar to Palestinian violence. We need to understand that violence committed by Israeli forces is done in order to maintain its ongoing occupation of the Palestinian territories. It is violence which is perpetuated on a daily basis in order to keep Palestinians under the hold of Israeli forces. We need to understand that Israeli forces commit violence on a daily basis. They are blockading the Gaza Strip. They are shooting on a daily basis against Palestinian fishermen in the fishing zone, which they have reduced to only 3 nautical miles. They target Palestinian farmers. They prevent